Hey guys, it's The Great Debates. This is the podcast where Steve Healy and Dave King battle it out verbally over topics that we think, given the compounding effect of time, will become incredibly important. I am your moderator, Dan Medina, and I would like to introduce today's topic, which has been submitted to us by a listener, Kyle. Thank you very much for reaching out. You'll receive a Great Debates gift bag at some point. And the topic, which I think is very relevant this week, Hollywood award shows are valuable. Hollywood award shows are valuable, Steve.
For as long as we've had the dramatic arts, going back to the ancient Greeks, we have judged them with award shows. The ancient Greeks, Sophocles and those guys, competed for prizes when they put on their plays in ancient Athens. That was a motivating factor. The Greeks understood that competition could bring out excellence in people and in the arts. And I think that continues to be true today. Competition brings out the best in people. It's a way to focus your efforts and drive yourself. And Hollywood award shows, look, they are ridiculous. They are silly pageants. They can be too long. But the idea of having awards for excellence in the arts is valuable because, A, it inspires people to do good work. And don't think that's not for one second the case. Don't think actresses are not pushing themselves to do more challenging work because they think they can win an Oscar. That's just a fact. It's a motivating factor that nobody really wants to talk about, but it's out there, and I would argue it's pushing people to do valuable, interesting work. Should you take a huge paycheck or do a prestige movie? I think a lot of people are going to pass up the paycheck and do the prestige project because they'd love to win that Oscar. Now, are the Oscars ridiculous? Do they usually award the wrong movie? Absolutely. But you know what's fun? When the nominations come out and the awards come out, and
you gotta clear your throat, bud. Oh, and instead he took a sip of whiskey for our listeners. That was cool as fuck.
Well, when Crash wins the Oscar, when
yes.
Forrest Gump beats Pulp Fiction, and we're like, that's ridiculous, we're still having a blast arguing about it. And what are we arguing? We're arguing our values. We're arguing, what do we value in the arts? Why is Forrest Gump worse than Pulp Fiction? Because Pulp Fiction's innovative. Well, Forrest Gump made people feel good. Suddenly, both sides are having an argument about what we believe in, what we value in the arts and creativity. And bringing that conversation to the forefront, bringing that to the public, framing it for us, is what makes Hollywood award shows so valuable.
And thus concludes your opening statement?
That's my opening statement.
In the late 1920s, the Hollywood mogul Louis B. Mayer created the Academy Awards. And
Dave, let me stop you because I don't want you to bore the listeners. I've conceded that they're ridiculous, but they're also valuable. If you're going to point out the Oscars are showboating, it's something that, you know, the Academy just patting itself on the back, of course it is.
Healy, I'm not here to, you know, if you give me a chance, I'm not going to... I appreciate that you took those things off the table, that the awards themselves... I'm willing to talk about what...
You know what? I'm sorry. It's your opening statement. I cut you off.
And Healy, you know what? I love you, bud, and we have fun doing this, and sometimes we come to verbal blows, and that's okay. That's going
to
happen.
I like to be a bit bruised after the battle.
Yeah, if you don't feel... If your ego ain't a little hurt, then maybe you didn't bring your best...
Maybe you didn't debate as hard as you should have debated.
In the late 1920s, the Academy Awards were
just
created.
So people know, Dave is reading off a Wikipedia page. I just think this is a little tiresome.
Wrong. I'm on mentalfloss.com.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Louis B. Mayer created the Academy Awards, and about them, he said, and I quote, "I found that the best way to handle filmmakers was to hang medals all over them. If I got them cups and awards, they'd kill themselves to produce what I wanted. That's why the Academy Award was created." So, Healy,
do you have a source, or do you just, when you find something on like Mental Floss, do you just take it at face value? You don't care about the context Louis B. Mayer said that, whether he was joking around, whether it was late in life.
Great questions. The source is the book Lion of Hollywood: The Life and Legend of Louis B. Mayer.
And what was he saying that in a conversation to an interviewer?
It says here that he, and I'm just reading from the page, he said it in full 100% earnestness, not to be taken with a shred of irony or cynicism. And that's from,
because I think there's a lot of this going on in society where people just pick up a quote somewhere and they forget that quotes have context, they have meaning, when they're said is meaningful, to whom they're said is meaningful, how they're said, what was said around them is meaningful. And I think it can cheapen our intellectual debate.
And so this is how you choose to interrupt my opening statement, is to make your get on a soapbox about quotes? I mean, Healy, you're better than this.
I think it's an important issue that people have been letting I've been as guilty of it as anyone. We've been letting this slide, and I kind of want to encourage people to put a stop to it. If somebody throws a quote at you, say, oh, where's that from? Who why was it said?
These are great Johnny Cochran tactics on your part to distract the listener from the issue at hand. If the quote don't fit, you must say award shows are great and such and such. In any event, my point is this, that you're trying to argue that the Academy Awards and Hollywood Awards in general, there's a benefit to them, which is that people choose to make good movies because of them.
Yeah.
And to that I would say they don't make good movies, they make Oscar movies. And Oscar movies are by and large not as good as other projects, which could have been chosen in their stead. You use the example of, oh, a person could make a prestige movie. A person might choose to make a prestige movie instead of a blockbuster or a summer action flick. Excuse me, because they're chasing an Oscar, and that ends up being good for not just the actor and Hollywood, but for the American moviegoer. And to that, I disagree. I say that we end up with movies like I Am Sam or The Theory of Everything. I haven't seen The Theory of Everything, but The Theory of Everything defines Oscar bait for me this year. Is it good? I have no idea. It looks to me like a parody of an Oscar movie. And I believe that if those people got together and tried to make an actually good movie instead of an Oscar movie, that they could make something far better. And that to me is why I don't believe that award shows serve a valuable purpose. I think they serve a destructive purpose. I think they help. I mean, there's a lot of other things. That's my main rebuttal to your point about the benefit of that, that people end up making good movies because they start to chase Oscars. There's a lot of other reasons why award shows are destructive. They help to heighten the myth of celebrity, which I think we probably, I hope, agree is a destructive force in this country. The ancient Greeks, there was very little commerce involved. Now commerce is involved, and that tends to sort of bastardize or destroy trying to make the best movie and trying to make movies that will win awards so that they make money. People aren't actually trying to make the best movie. They're trying to make the movie that will win the most Oscars. And that's a destructive force. And also, on top of this, they are long and ridiculous. And the best actors and actresses get up there and start crying, and it looks like a Baptist revival. It's embarrassing for everyone. And that's not good for, I don't think, young people to see that and see, like, people be lauded for acting like lunatics just because a group of people decided that they were the best at an artistic endeavor.
What do you get when you see the? Are we done? By the way, I feel bad that I interrupted you.
No, and I appreciate you giving me some extended time there.
Yeah,
all is forgiven.
Now we're into free skate.
Oh, we're skating free.
Let's skate free. What do you get when you get the Oscars, the Golden Globes, whatever? What's happening? What is happening is people are earnestly trying to reward each other, their peers, for professional achievement. What is bad about that? Yeah, they get it wrong. More than 50% of the time, I'd say.
Well,
so what?
This is
it's bringing people together, honoring excellence, honoring great endeavors, honoring attempting impressive, challenging things. Sure. Do people try and game the awards a little bit? Do they try and win them?
Do they hire giant marketing companies?
Of course they do.
Healy,
do people try and steal elections? Yes, but that doesn't mean elections are bad. Elections are valuable.
Well, that's a great example. Elections are bad. They're poorly run, and there's a lot of reform that we should make to elections. Just as even though I believe awards for the entertainment industry are fundamentally bad and unnecessary, even in a world where we have to have awards, I think there's a lot of reform that we could bring about to the election process.
Of course, they're human institutions. Okay. They're going to be flawed.
Here's the basic problem you have is, like, when you say just... you just casually said, do they get it wrong 50% of the time? Of course they do. That, to me, is the very problem with award shows, is that there's an we all come to the table with this absurd notion that there was a best picture that year. That it is worth declaring which of the movies that came out this year was the best.
Look, can I put
and that in itself is absurd and destructive.
No, it's not. It's a way to frame a conversation and get people excited and engage in.
Do you believe that the American public or critics need help framing conversations about movies?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think if the Oscars went away, people wouldn't talk about movies?
When it's Oscar time, the conversation's just, let's talk about these movies in these categories. You get in the elevator with a stranger, you can talk about it. The night after the Oscars, you can talk about it. You can gather with your friends and do your Oscar picks and talk about it. We've limited down the year's movies to these movies. We're going to talk about these.
But what is valuable
about
these
relationships?
What is valuable about talking about that when what you're talking about is the Oscars themselves?
The value is creating a national conversation about excellence in filmmaking.
But you're not.
Even this, by the way, even this is part of it. This is what we're having right now. This dialogue.
I would argue that this very dialogue is destructive and derivative. And I would encourage the listener to turn this off. Derivative of, I don't know, better things than this?
Well, no.
I don't know. I used the word wrong.
This
I'm sorry.
This right here is why the Greeks had prizes for the arts, so that we would get together as a community, take in these arts and discuss them.
So
discuss what's good or pros and cons, the values of it. Who did seem a little bit false? What movie is Oscar bait? Just that conversation is an interesting
conversations
one.
That people have about the Oscars, Healy, aren't... People don't actually talk about whether things are good or bad or whether things were interesting or whether things... people don't actually talk about the choices that Eddie Redmayne made in The Theory of Everything and whether they're interesting or whether he could have done better or worse. People don't talk about the directing style of
exactly
Richard Linklater.
That's exactly what they talk about.
No, Healy, they talk about this.
Better or worse.
Here's what they say. They go, okay, if you look at the numbers, in the last 30 years, 17 of the best actor...
Dave, let me finish. It's such a bummer that you hang out with such dweebs. Because that's not the way Americans argue and talk.
Well, you're talking about people. If we're talking about people,
you just did a cruel caricature of yourself. That's what it's like to talk to you at your worst.
That's what it's like to live in my head all the time. Is I'm always doing a cruel. I can't. I'm sorry.
You love to talk about the Oscars. How about that?
Well,
you delight in it.
I don't.
Some of the best conversations I've ever had about Hollywood Awards have been with you. Why? Because it's fun. It's stimulating.
Let me backtrack for a second. I firmly believe that the American public does not have, or critics, or insiders, whatever, are not having conversations that are actually either interesting or constructive about the movies that have been nominated for Academy Awards. I believe what they're talking about are things like, they say baseline things like, I thought this guy was better than this guy, or they gave it to a black person last year, so they can't give it to them this year.
So sometimes people aren't extremely articulate. Or they're not that eloquent, or their
but they don't lead
complex.
To better movies being made. That's my point. In the absence of award, oddly enough, the very thing that the
if
award shows—hold on, sorry. The very thing that award shows have tried to establish, which is a conversation, a national conversation, or a platform where we can declare which of the movies are the best. Oddly enough, what they have done is just the opposite—a place where people talk about who's going to win the awards and not which of these things were actually the best. Yes, occasionally you'll see a writer. Say something like who's gonna win, who should win, but even those who should win things are very rarely based on who actually did the best job. And on top of that, the idea of who did the best job at an artistic endeavor is in itself fundamentally absurd.
It is, of course, we could never determine with any kind of scientific exactitude what's the best picture, but to put a question like that into the public's mind, to get people thinking, what would it mean to be the best picture? Now suddenly we're talking about movies in this cool, moral, aesthetic way that's invigorating, inspiring, stimulating.
Did you say cool, moral, aesthetic way?
Yeah.
That's how people talk about the Oscars in your mind?
Yeah. And look, you know, I feel like we should accept that I've beaten you pretty badly on these grounds and move on to just, I'll defend the awards ceremonies themselves, the red carpet and the crying and all that stuff. Let's talk about that. Because I think just that is valuable. It's a public cathartic expression of emotion. It's like the original meaning of drama. Let's get some people, let's have them receive defeat and victory and try and handle it as gracefully or as nobly as possible. Let's have examples of excellence in receiving awards and examples of tackiness to discuss and falseness. Let's argue about that. That's stimulating. That's good. That's ennobling.
I'd love to argue about that briefly. If you're really willing to claim that the awards shows themselves are valuable,
yeah.
If you think that people listening to the song "It's a Wonderful Night for Oscar" is a net good for this country, then
I can't play that song in my head. It sounds dumb. I'm not going to stick up for every bit of Oscar kitsch.
I would like to, if I could. I think one of the things that might be most relevant to this part of the discussion is something that a recent event at award shows that people often point to as...
Yeah, let's get specific.
Okay, so this is what people often point to as the Academy Awards at their best.
Okay.
And what I feel is actually representative of the dangers and the ills of the Academy.
Great.
Okay. I forget what year this was. Maybe it was last year. It might have been 2 years ago. I'm going to say her name wrong, but Lupita Nyong'o.
Yeah.
Okay. She won
Wonderful
best...
Wonderful performance. 12 years of...
Never saw it. She won Best Supporting Actress.
Okay.
Okay. In her speech, she said, I'd love to find the actual
okay,
text.
Okay, so first of all, let's just talk about the circumstance. All of a sudden, in front of an audience of however 1-2 billion people, this beautiful woman of color, powerful actress that most people had not been exposed to yet, is getting airtime in front of an enormous audience to present herself any way she likes, unscripted. She doesn't have to say anything that any sort of corporate overlord gave her. It's a chance for her to express herself freely in front of a massive audience and be introduced to this wonderful new person. Go ahead. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that per se, but people had already been exposed to her
By the way,
the
got
movie.
There just through talent performance in an extremely challenging movie. She gets whipped in the movie. She's putting in front of America its worst crime.
Okay. Here's what she says to the millions, maybe billions of people watching. When I look down at this golden statue, may it remind me and every little child that no matter where you're from, your dreams are valid. Thank you.
That's great. First of all,
I think it's awful. I think what she's saying is, by winning this award, my dreams have become valid. By me standing here and accepting the Best Supporting Actress award, do I have a place where I can say, anyone in the world can do anything they want, and not only that, but also here is a dream worth aspiring to, being a great actress.
First of all, being a great actress is absolutely a dream worth aspiring to. It's very, very hard to be a great actress. It's inspiring to be a great actress. If you're trying to be a great Lupita Nyong'o-level actress, that is a noble dream.
Yeah.
Now, second of all,
you know
perfectly well that you're oversimplifying.
Oh, I don't think I am.
She's got 30 seconds, 2 minutes before the music plays her off. She's stressed out. She wants to get back and party with people.
Oh, lot before this. She was not
so you're
stressed
taking
out.
It out of context.
No, not at all.
All right.
This was something she said at the very end that was unrelated to the rest of her
I mean, I think that's a beautiful little mini poem she delivered. I mean, kudos to her for thinking of that and delivering it.
Why can't her actually just being in the movie and doing the best that she could, why can't that remind every little child that no matter where you're from, your dreams are valid?
In a perfect world where
her dreams are valid because she was in the movie, not because she won Best Supporting Actress.
Where we in a world where we all like lived at our moral peak of excellence constantly, we wouldn't need reminders like the Oscars of what we can achieve. But in a world where we need reminders and we need inspiration, it's very valuable.
I disagree. I feel that the absence of the Oscars would create a higher moral standard for us.
You are living in a dream world where we would all collectively create that for ourselves. But in the real world, we did through the Oscars.
Well, that's, I guess, the question for the listener. Do you want to live in the real world or do you want to live in my world where everything is a little bit better?
I think actually the way to phrase that to the listeners, I'll go ahead and start my closing statement.
Yeah, please.
I think the way to phrase that to the listeners is, since we live in this world where it is constantly full of disappointment and letting ourselves down and going for the lowest common denominator, isn't it great that we form these institutions that award excellence, that bring out conversations about excellence, about artistic achievement, that drive people to come together in friendly competition and ultimately an evening of ritual celebration of excellence in the arts? That is a beautiful human institution that we've created, and it's valuable because it's inspiring, it's ennobling, and it's fun. That's really what it gets down to. This is fun. It's good, clean fun.
There's plenty of ways to have fun without, at the same time, incentivizing people to make movies for wrong reasons and to make movies that will be worse than they otherwise would have been if award shows did not exist. Do we award, is it good in general to congratulate people for their excellence, for their tremendous performance? For example, when Julia Roberts said they're called boobs, Ed, and America stood on its feet and said, "You have performed excellently. You are deserving of this award for the way in which you said they're called boobs, Ed."
What is this voice? Whose voice is that?
This is like the American arts speaking. Congratulations, Julia. As Erin Brockovich, when you said they're called boobs, Ed, you are worthy of this statue.
I mean, that's a ridiculous line. The fact that she pulled it off is remarkable.
I know. Come on. Okay, Healy, here's the bottom line. Award shows are designed to make movies better, but in fact what they do is make them more awardsier, and awardsier is not better. On top of that, they reinforce a lot of things which are, I hate to use a cliched phrase, bad with America. They amplify the importance of celebrities. They overstate the importance of the individual in what is a very collective experience. I mean, the very idea that one person in a movie should be awarded over other people is in and of itself ridiculous. That a director performed better than other directors, but that his movie was not as good as other directors' movies is in and of itself absurd. For all of these reasons, I say award shows, not only are they not valuable, but they're destructive. We should get rid of them. And everyone has, if you are a moral citizen, it is your duty to write a letter to your congressman and your senators and ask them to pass a bill banning all awards that in any way recognize excellence in the entertainments and the arts. Thank you very much.
When you're done writing that letter, write to us at Great Debate 69. Send us topics. You can tweet to us if you're on Twitter, Great Debate 69. As Kyle did. Kyle, we'll be sending you a tote bag as soon as we get your address and we make some tote bags. Thank you.